Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
As a member of the KPBSC delegation to the AASB Legislative Fly-In and Youth Advocacy Institute, a local student has testified in front of the Senate Education Committee in support of an increase to the base student allocation. Soldana High School student body president Jaron Nash opened his statement by stating that an increase in the BSA needs to happen in order to preserve Alaska communities and schools. Jaron Nash shares his dream of becoming a teacher in the state of Alaska, but whenever he shares this information, he's met with individuals questioning his decision. He wonders if changes can be made to get people excited about this decision rather than turn it down. The student body president then talked about a recent experience that he had while teaching a lesson to elementary schoolers and how he taught them about imagery and how their five senses played a key role in writing a story.
I was able to experience a sense of joy in not only teaching these kids, but by providing a safe space for students to learn and engage with each other. I realized that's why we do it. When a child realizes they're capable of learning and growing, when anyone realizes that they're able to flourish despite what some other people might say, that is what education is here for.
He says that seeing the wonder on the children's faces is something he will never forget. Instead, it actually motivates him to keep pushing for a raise in the BSA.
Funding schools is much larger than education. It is for generations of Alaskans to come. We need to support our communities. I'm unable to directly affect the BSA increase, but I'm going to try my best to prepare myself for teaching with the resources that I have.
To learn more about this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The USDA releases bids to purchase millions of cases of canned Alaska fish. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute announced on Tuesday that the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released bids for more than 1.4 million cases of canned Alaska pink salmon, 300,000 cases of Alaska sockeye salmon, and 15 million pounds of Alaska pollock fish sticks and fillets. This could be a boon for the Alaska seafood industry, which just saw three major seafood processing plants shut down permanently or close for the upcoming fishing season, and food insecure Americans nationwide. These salmon and pollock products will be sourced in the U.S. from Alaska's sustainably managed fisheries. The purchase could also serve as a big boost for Alaskan fishermen, processors, and communities who have faced challenging market conditions in 2023. At the request of the seafood industry, ASMI initiated requests for the Secretary of Agriculture for assistance under Section 23 of the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1935. This program assists U.S. agricultural food markets by purchasing commodities to relieve market surpluses. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, along with U.S. Representative Mary Peltola, aided in supporting the requests and securing approval from the Secretary of Agriculture, the arbiter of the program. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute encourages the USDA to continue to expand access to high-quality, health-promoting, sustainable wild Alaska seafood for its program participants and align their offerings with dietary guidelines that recommend 2 servings of seafood per week for all Americans starting at 1 year of age. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
On Thursday, February 15th, Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke before the legislature to share her concerns about Alaska's recent struggles regarding the state of our fisheries. The senator says that the absence of abundance is threatening subsistence, commercial and recreational fishing alike. Also, other outside groups are attempting to shut down entire fisheries and list the king salmon as endangered. One of the big culprits to this situation is climate change, and it's harming Alaskans' food security and economic security as well. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.